But what I'd really like to do is something extraordinary.
Welcome back to The Ground Level. My name is Sean. I'm your host. Arriving a little late to the game with the whole Epstein situation, Dan Bongino, Cash Patel. I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about a fantastic journalist named Whitney Webb. So stay tuned. Thank you again for listening to The Ground Level. My name is Sean. Please catch us at rumble.com and The Ground Level. You can also follow us on Spotify and Apple and basically everywhere you get your podcasts. Well, as everybody knows, I've been gone here for a couple weeks. I'm playing a little catch up. Got to unravel kind of my take on everything that's going on with the government right now. Pam Bondi and Cash Patel and Dan Bongino. And I, as I said in the beginning here, I did want to talk a little later about Whitney Webb. She's just a fantastic journalist that has uncovered so much information. And I highly recommend everybody look her up. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. I want to do this right today because, as everybody knows, the way I feel, how much I love my country, and a lot of the things that I suspected, and I'm not alone, but I suspected for 20 years and been screaming about it. You know, conspiracies are a thing. And as the left and Democrats, or I'll even say Republicans, basically all the people that are in power, they have taken that term and they've attached it to people that question as a conspiracy theorist, as some nut job, somebody who wears an aluminum hat, people who can't, you know, they're just crazy. And that's a great tactic that has been used for a long time, especially in this world of mass media and everything with the social media and all the tech. People glued to their phones, just constantly getting fed information to get you to think a certain way. And those that would dare question are labeled. You get the scarlet letter. You're just a conspiracy theorist. Do you know how difficult that would be for there to be a cabal, a dark, shadowy society that's really pulling all the strings across the globe? No, it wouldn't be that difficult. And I've been saying that for years, especially even before this new era that we're in, where everything is with immediate. You can get anything within a couple clicks away, any information you need. Those shadows were running for years and years, back to the 1800s. And that global grip that they had all the way back to the Rockefellers. It's sickening to see what's really been going on. And now here we are. We're in this world of complete and total manipulation by big food, by big pharma, by the oil industries, by the media. And now by not only our government, who is failing us, and I'm going to really dive into my theories, you can call them conspiracy all you want, about Trump now. And everybody knows that I've really supported Trump. But I don't worship golden calves. I pay attention. If they're going to screw up, you call it out. And I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. And we are so divided as a nation right now, right down to the ground. All the way to where you can watch a Superman film and look at the critics, look at the comments online. 98% of the people that love this movie, and you can tell just by their vile, disgusting comments when you say something contrary. And I mean this. I'm going to do an episode soon on the Superman 2025, which everybody who knows me knows how much I absolutely was disgusted by this movie. My son and I walked out halfway through because it's such garbage. It's a movie. Doesn't matter to the grand scheme of life and society. It's entertainment. But you have to look past the entertainment and see what are they intentionally doing in that film. And again, I'm going to do that episode next week. I'm really going to dive into it. But folks, it's absolute trash. If you're anyone in any way a fan of Superman, just know what you're walking into is this woke James Gunn bullshit. And that's really what it is. We knew it was coming. I've been calling it for years. This dismantling of America. An American icon, and that's all that was. to satisfy this liberal woke agenda, and those are the people that love the movie. And I've seen the comments online. It just shows you how divided we are as a nation. Conservatives hated the movie. Liberals loved it. And if you say, hey, this movie wasn't great, liberals are right there, just like they do in politics, telling you you're a piece of shit, you're a dumbass. It's, you know, you're a Trump supporter. It's amazing. People are throwing out, oh, you must be a MAGA supporter. It's just crazy how the media and politicians have manipulated our country. And I will say that the other countries have played their role. You know, China has been at work tearing us apart from within. And if you don't think it, that's kind of what we're going to talk about a little bit later, is listen to Whitney Webb. I can't talk about it enough. In fact, let's jump over to our newsroom here, and we're going to dive right into some of this stuff. Again, Whitney Webb. I cannot talk about her enough. I'm so impressed by her. She recently, well, a couple of years ago, actually, she did an episode with Glenn Beck. And I'm not sure why, but this is flying around now. You know, this is 2023. She did this interview with Glenn Beck. And I was glued to the screen. This woman is so incredibly intelligent. She is an encyclopedia of knowledge when it gets down to tracing the Rockefellers and their families and Klaus Schwab all the way to Epstein. Our politicians, Joe Biden, you name it. She is all over it, even up to Trump. And this is being fair. She is very, very fair. But the amount of knowledge that she delivers, you have to watch this episode, and I highly recommend it. It's, again, the latest on Glenn Beck. Listen to it. You're probably going to want to listen to it 2-3 times. Take notes. It is fascinating, the work she has done in calling out all the powerful people that have been in our society for a long time and are in the shadows. Her podcast is The Unlimited Hangout. Great podcast. She puts out an episode, it looks like, every 2-3 weeks. You know, she's very busy. She actually left the country and she lives in Chile. I got both of them wrong, didn't I? She's just a fantastic person. One of her recent books is that she was also promoting on, this is One Nation Under Blackmail. And it just shows the corruption. So to everybody who sits there and suggests that it's, oh my gosh, that's just conspiracy theory, you won't believe that anymore. I mean, conspiracies occur. And this kind of dates all the way back to the JFK situation. We have 100% lost trust in our nation. The people have. Unless you are part of that society that adheres to it. This new socialist, communist, I will say it, that's what it is. These people that are just sheep, they buy into marketing. That's all they can do. They sit there and stare at their screens all day. And, you know, one of the things that Whitney Webb talks about is how we have, as a society, the American culture specifically, has been enslaved by convenience. It's made people lazy. They don't want to do the work. Hop on. I've talked about this many times. Brian has heard me say this 1,000 times. And when she said it on this episode, I jumped out my seat when she said, you know, we have this world now about as long as I got my Netflix, I've got my 6-pack of beer or my frozen chimichangas, Brian. Yeah. That's a little inside joke between the two of us. From Costco, it's this lazy, convenient society that doesn't want to do the research. What is that computer screen? What does my phone screen tell me is going on? And I'm just going to absorb it as truth. Folks, again, really go out and watch that episode with Glenn Beck. Watch her, you know, subscribe to her own podcast. You will be shocked about what is going on in the background. All these things about conspiracy theories, which again is not a bad thing. You can be a conspiracy theorist. people can run wild at, of course, you know, that aliens are built into our microphones. I mean, you can go nuts with that stuff, but there's clearly people that have conspired for a long time, at least 200 years. And our CIA is just, my goodness, they have got blood on their hands. So again, I really recommend, you know, the Unlimited Hangout with Whitney Webb. And I've got her book ordered already for the One Nation Under Blackmail. It's sickening. And it really outlines what has been going on with our pharmaceutical companies working together with the politicians. And I really want to get some of this. I want to slow down a little bit here and get this right, because it's so sickening in the depth of how our American society has been torn apart. My fellow Americans, I've looked at everybody as you know, contributing to the greater good of our society the majority of my life, but I've always questioned it. That was my generation. Question what is going on. Always question authority. Which, you know, there's some irony there because we, the people, are supposed to be the authority. So what I'm playing catch up on here, and you know, I know I'm a little behind, and there are just thousands and thousands of comments and opinions about what's going on with the entire Epstein situation. And everybody that's been a big fan of Dan Bongino, as everybody knows, I am. I've listened to Dan Bongino for years. I was so thrilled when he got put into the FBI. There's that level of, okay, things are going to get cleaned up and changed here. And for a brief period, we were seriously watching some of that go on. I'm going to try to play this as organized as I can. If anybody ever listened to Dan Bongino, they knew how sickened he was by the entire Epstein situation. That disgusting human being. And to watch what's been happening there. Watching it all unfold, and I want to dive right in, and I want you to hear this about Dan Bongino. This was a cut that he had while he was still doing his show. So let's take a quick listen here.
About a year and a half after that, I'm in a green room at Fox, and I'm not going to say who because they didn't give me permission to share it, but well, the short story, but not who they are. It says, you know, Epstein's an intelligence asset for people in the Middle East, right? I'm like, no, I didn't know that. I'm like, you sure that? The person, let's say, is like, I'm absolutely sure of that. That he's either a witting or unwitting asset, intelligence asset. Meaning, his plane and that island, the cameras, there's a big assumption out there that these videotapes were exclusively in the custody of Epstein. That's a huge mistake. The reason they wanted this story to go away is because there's an assumption like, oh yeah, Epstein had him. No, he wasn't the only one who had him, according to this source. These assets, that's why this blackmail story makes so much sense. Which Middle Eastern countries they are, I don't know. But this person, who's a very, very good reporter, I mean, aces, right? Swore Epstein was either a witting or unwitting intelligence asset, and they may have had his plane wired up, and they're the ones who have all this stuff. So the point is, to sum it up, how do you know some of these countries aren't going to some of these power players who aren't making decisions? Because, hey, he wouldn't want this video out there, right?
Now, that's just a point, right? Right out the gate. You know, the things he was talking about, and Dan Bongino spent a lot of time about this Epstein situation, especially after he was, you know, after he killed himself. And all that time that, you know, oh, there were no, I mean, my goodness, it's amazing. This kind of shows the level of, they just don't care. They know it's going to be so confused and convoluted, and the misinformation is going to be floating around, and they can just stamp anything on anybody that questions it. It goes so deep that they can sit there and one side of their face, they'll sit there and say, oh, the cameras were down that day. There were no, we didn't have any video footage of that time, which is amazing. You know, the human design. We're pretty amazing. Our gut, your gut tells you, your intuition, there's, that doesn't make any sense. And now suddenly this video is out, and I'm not going to bother playing all that, but that was disgusting. It just like, well, now there's a video. I just immediately screamed, wait, hold on a second. How is there a video? You guys told us when that initially happened a couple of years ago that those videos were missing, which God, it's so infuriating, the games that they play with us. I had an episode a few weeks back where I kind of went into, you can jump back to it, and of course it's going to be in the show notes, but I showed where Dan Bongino and Cash Patel, after years of telling us the list and all this kind of stuff, that he didn't kill himself. We're going to play some cuts here today, which is just really troubling. One of the first things I want to play here is I want to go into Pam Bondi. I want to play some of the things that she has said, what she has said in the past, and listen to now of what's been getting told to us here.
Breaking news right now, you're going to see some Epstein information being released by my office. What you're going to see, hopefully tomorrow, is a lot of flight logs, a lot of names, a lot of information, but it's pretty sick what that man did, along with his co-defendant.
I mean, these are their words, and they pretend, or this is what I mean. Everybody knows in today's time, everything that you have ever said is now out there forever. Later, they can edit it and doctor it and all this kind of stuff. There you go. Here's another cut.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
And here you go again. I mean, she's been saying it, and I'm going to kind of throw all of this here at once so you can, you know, compare of the differences of what's being said here. And again, Dan Bongino's show, you know, he was on this for years. We're being lied to. There's so much going on with the Clintons and you name it. It just went on and on and on. And Prince Andrew and all these people, it's sickening how deep this really went. And for them to sit there now and pretend that this didn't happen. It's infuriating everybody. So check this out here. Now, this is also with President or Vice President Vance. I found this one fascinating.
But we
release the list.
Seriously, we need to release the Epstein list. That is an important thing.
This kind of stuff is sickening. How they can sit there, Vance can sit there with that grin on his face and laugh about it. There were children trafficked, raped, and people have died because of this. There's no doubt about it. People have died. People that knew what was going on. This level of, I don't want to say content, but to joke around it like that is just so sickening. You know, I find it interesting that then we jump over here. I want to play Leavitt here real quick and at one of her press conferences.
So the FBI looks at the circumstances surrounding the death of Jeffrey Epstein. According to the report, this systematic review revealed no incriminating client list. So what happened to the Epstein client list that the Attorney General said she had on her desk?
Well, I think if you go back and look at what the Attorney General said in that interview, which was on your network on Fox News.
I've got the quote.
Go ahead.
John Roberts said, DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen? And she said, it's sitting on my desk right now to review.
Yes, she was saying the entirety of all of the paperwork, all of the paper in relation to Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. That's what the Attorney General was referring to, and I'll let her speak for that. But again, when it comes to the FBI and the Department of Justice, they are more than committed to ensuring that bad people are put behind bars. They have an operation going on right now called Summer Heat, which has our murder rate trending in the lowest direction in United States history. Their emphasis on violent crime and locking up violent criminals has led to the arrest of 14,000 violent criminals. That's a 62% increase from the same time period last year. So this attorney general and the FBI director are committed to putting bad people behind bars where they belong.
And I've been saying it for a long time. Levitt is really smooth. And most of the time, I've been 100% on board with her. She's really good. She's direct and to the point. But did you see that spin there? That 100% spin. And they're quoting their words. I just played it for you. And to spin it around and then say the Trump administration is so dedicated to putting people behind bars that are all criminals, and we just start drifting away from what they were just talking about. Why the sudden change? They just showed Trump the other day upset because are we still really talking about Epstein? Damn right we are. The people are fed up with this. And there's one little last cut I wanted to let you hear for yourself.
So who has Jeffrey Epstein's
Black book?
FBI. But who?
That's under direct control of the director of the FBI. Just like the manifesto from the Nashville school shooting, yes, of the Catholic school. We still haven't seen that, right? It's not the Nashville police or PD saying we don't want this out. The FBI airmailed into that operation and said this is not getting out. Because they do that because this is another government gangster operation. All these local law enforcement communities get funding from the DOJ and FBI for local programs. And if you don't cooperate, you're not getting your $1 million for this. And you're not getting your, and that's a lot of money to these local districts. That's how they play the game. That's why you don't have a black book.
This was before he was the director of the FBI. He's saying that. Now, again, I played a couple weeks back, or a few weeks back, Cash Patel and Dan Bongino with those really troubled looks on their faces. Now, Cash Patel, I haven't followed him very much, but Dan Bongino, and watching him when he was saying, look, he killed himself. I saw the video. You can see the conflict within himself. He's really tense. He's trying to keep a straight face. You can tell he's been told this is what you need to say right now. Now, I don't know why. What that could be is tough to say. There's a lot of theories on that they got to him. You know, that powerful shadow group that's back there. I don't think, you know, anybody can. When you know that there's that type of machine that can make some kind of a threat, that not only will we take you out, we're going to hurt your family for generations to come. Now, let's explore that for a minute. If that's the first case, that whatever that shadow government is, you want to call it the Bilderbergs, all those people that are involved with that system, the Masons. I mean, it goes on and on and on, or so many. But if that is the case where they did threaten him, that has got to be an incredibly powerful structure. We all know that we have an expiration date. We're not going to be alive very, very long. We have a short, brief period on this planet before we go. And it is what we do with that time with our lives that show the kind of character and person that we are. Dan Bongino, again, without knowing him personally, obviously, everything that I've listened to for years, that man is an oak when it comes down to his integrity and standing his ground. He doesn't seem easily frightened by anybody. So you have to consider then, wow, that must be such a powerful entity that would probably make all of our heads spin around to get him to fall in line at the CIA, I mean, who knows that came to him? I mean, they have so many backdoor meetings, you know, that we don't even know about, and closed doors, all that kind of stuff. If that's the case, that should just terrify everybody. That's the first option. My second theory, or this is my personal theory, but this is, I think, the only second option, is that this is to potentially, and this is what I mean this about Dan Bongino, is because I have so much faith in the guy, that they had these conversations and they had to say this publicly to get people to let their guard down. Because there was potentially a sincere threat. And there's a lot of powerful people that are probably involved. Prince Andrew, the Clintons, Trump, the Biden family, oil executives, Klaus Schwab, Stephen Hawking's. I mean, Hawkins, forgive me. The videos and the photos are all there. And all these Hollywood people that everybody talks about was going to that island on that plane list. That was spread so far out with so many people. Now, there's a lot of people saying that, you know, Epstein was even he was mid-level manager of this corruption while doing disgusting things and trafficking children and young girls and all this kind of shit. Who knows how deep that goes? But you have this kind of a business and blackmailing people. And then it really shows who were also involved in that. What I think Clinton was supposedly on this plane 17 times. And then you hear the theories about Pizzagate and all that kind of stuff. And which that one I'm on the fence about. However, it wouldn't surprise me, let's just say that, if that's really a true thing. Because of Hillary. I'm that disgusting human being. And you can look it up. You know, there's so many theories about her ties involved in that and the code words used. And, you know, look at what we've gone on. We've got this billion-dollar industry now of child porn that's on the dark web. I mean, you can get it pretty much anywhere. And people that would immediately, you know, dismiss that, going, oh, well, there's always been creeps that are into child pornography. That's true. However, it's made so readily available now. And those that would, you know, be curious or seek that out, it's you people can get it from a click. What's going on in our government? We are a nation right now that is so incredibly divided and corrupt. And I will tell you, my personal opinion is it's Republicans and Democrats alike. You probably have a few in there. They're trying to, you know, change the system from within. But majority of them now, once they get in there, it's about money, it's about power, it's about control. They get turned. This is just the system that you're within. This is how it's been a long time. People are starting to wake up and try to dismantle that system, and it's not even chipping away at it. But there is some noise being generated. It's disgusting to me, and it's heartbreaking, and it's terrifying. So I do want to believe that Dan Bongino, Kash Patel, perhaps they had to go out there and publicly say this to get those powerful entities, Hollywood, politicians, other world governments that are involved in this, high ups from the World Economic Forum, to let their guard down maybe, to maybe give the image that, hey, we're not pursuing this. We're going to drop this. I want to believe that eventually we're going to see some people in cuffs and get people changed, you know, put people in prison. This has to come to an end. And I just don't know what to think anymore because it's so sickening. It's so sickening what's going on in our world. One of the things, too, that this also kind of carries down into is our own government here in Washington State. In Washington State right now, the complete attack after our children, the taxes that are just going through the roof. Now they're writing a bill to tax our, if you're going to purchase gold, if you're going to purchase silver, now you're going to get a 10% tax on that. The state of Washington is out of control. And not, you know, just diving right into that. I can't let go of what's going on with this Epstein case. And we're going to, you know, I'm kind of seeming, there's so much I'm trying to catch up on here today. So I'm kind of diving along, jumping into different boats at the moment. But this Epstein thing to everybody should be a clear signal and an eye opener. Because everybody's gut, and it was liberal and Republican alike, or liberal and conservative alike. You know, everybody remembers the memes. Epstein didn't kill himself. We all knew it. Where's this going to go? If something doesn't change, if this doesn't get handled properly, if the lawmakers, our FBI. Or CIA, I say that with a, like, just that's hilarious how much power the CIA has. But if somebody doesn't hold people accountable, we're lost. We're lost as a society. And I say it again, dive, you know, really listen to that episode of Whitney Webb and the transhumanism that is underway right now, this new tech that's coming out. These powerful people look at you. They want this mindless drone population that just is the workforce, just to provide what is necessary for them. Bill Gates is involved in that. And Bill Gates, that disgusting human being as well. I mean, let me ask you a question. Somebody who owns as much land, acreage, just hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres of land. He screams about CO production and the environment. Why isn't he planting trees? He's working deals with the government about mining for all the materials for all this tech, electric vehicles. They've done research now and to find out that the way that is doing actually more damage to the earth and to the environment by all the mining. And does anybody think for a minute that that is a limitless resource? It's not. You've seen the videos. There's these child labors. The hypocrisy, child labors that are doing this work, this mining for your Apple phone. For the materials that are in your Apple phone, your Samsungs, it doesn't matter. But these are the people talking about, they're all about the environment. And they're about, I mean, it's just humanity. It's so funny. The disgusting hypocrisy. It's difficult to wrap your mind around it sometimes, other than just saying, it's just evil. That's all this is. This is all just about power and evil. Yeah, and look at Bill Gates. You can look up some of the videos he was talking about when they started tying him to Epstein. Well, he's dead now. His wife divorces him. I mean, it's sickening. She wanted to distance herself. All these, the Bill Gates Foundation. It's philanthropy. It's all the good that we're doing. USAID. Let's look at the vote. Yeah, you do some good while using that as a money laundering operation. I mean, it's sickening. Everybody has got to wake up, but it won't. I am 90%, I'm a 90%er of lost faith. I've lost faith in humanity as a whole. I've lost faith in our own U.S. government. And I question, do they have some ties to Trump? Because Trump is really dismissing a lot of this. I mean, he just said that the other day when they were asking him, are we still talking about the Epstein situation? We have problems in Texas, and why are we talking about Epstein? We should be, because of what that veil that dropped again. Nope, nothing to see here. Move along. You told us you were going in there to drain the swamp, to clean house, get rid of corruption. And I find it so fascinating right now, and this is what I was leading up to, is it's just come out now that Dan Bongino is about to step down as the assistant director to the FBI. Bingo. Remember when I was saying how watching him when he was saying there's nothing to see, he killed himself, you could see that internal conflict. And here he is about to step down because he's been having issues with Pam Bondi saying there's no list. How stupid do they really think we are? Pretty stupid. And to a certain degree, I don't blame them. People just lap it up and move along. Just like what Whitney Webb said. Get your Netflix on, go to Costco, sit back. Oh, I got to get my frozen cheese sticks. Oh, we got to make our next trip. Oh, I got to make sure when I'm down just taking a walk by the waterfront, I got to take a picture and post it on Facebook and show everybody I've got this fantastic life. Everybody is so distracted by nonsense and convenience. And she said it perfectly about we're enslaved by convenience. So I don't blame them when they think they can run away with this, because they can't. Especially when, think about the numbers. You know, there are 300 million people in America, citizens. And it's so important to say that because you now got a state like California and soon to come here in Washington. You got a state like California that is allowing illegal immigrants, undocumented immigrants, the right to vote, the right to vote. The country is falling apart, and there's no other way to look at it. We are falling apart. And while we're falling apart, we're falling into communism. We're falling, but it's going to have a different, they master the language. It's going to have a different face. It's not what we were, you know, we all saw the videos of communism and all this kind of thing, and we must defeat communism. It doesn't have that hammer and sickle. It doesn't have that red flag behind it anymore. It's now because we care about you. We want, as the government, to meet your needs. That new mayor in New York, or the one that soon to be, talking about government-controlled grocery stores. Wow. All under that disguise of we're here to meet your needs. Ronald Reagan said it best. One of the most terrifying things to you can ever hear is, I'm here from the government and we're here to help. But it doesn't frighten half of our society anymore. And let's just throw that basic number out. That'd be 150 million people that there would be an effort to try to get their mind freed, to open them back up to, why aren't you questioning this authority? People like that new mayor, soon to be mayor of New York, people like Bob Ferguson of Washington State, the Jay Inslees, the Gavin Newsoms, Karen Basses, they do not give a shit about you or anybody other than themselves. They think it's funny. I can only imagine they're sitting behind closed doors, you know, cheersing their champagne glasses because of how easily people are being manipulated right now. It's disgusting because that's not the principle of America. We're the ones in charge. You're supposed to be free. Kennedy said it. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. How do we, the people, make it better? But they have mastered tearing people apart by jealousy, fear. Jealousy and fear, those are the two main ones. You can't keep up with the Joneses anymore. It's not fair. It's because they're stealing it from you. Those evil corporations, and there's some truth to that, but they latch on to that and they use that to just enrage people and piss them off. It's not fair what he has. It's not that you didn't work hard enough. It's that it was stolen from you. The opportunity was stolen from you. Instead of navigating through the system that we're born into, which, I mean, victims, aren't we all? I'm not swimming in millions of dollars, but I take responsibility for some of the choices that I've made over the years. I'm in a position where I can do something like this for fun. But jealousy is a huge driving force. It's very powerful, powerful motivator. When you see somebody that's sitting on a boat in a yacht, you don't know that they're not $75 million in debt up to their eyeballs. And yeah, you don't know the situation, but imagery is so powerful. And I can tell you this firsthand, you know, but just locally, you know, when you see old friends and what they have and what you don't have, or and not myself, but I'm talking about, I see how people are so infuriated and they feel lower class because they don't have a boat or they don't have a motorcycle. And I'm not trying to spin way too far off into this tangent here, but what I'm telling you is that imagery can motivate people through jealousy and fear. Which, kind of getting back to Washington State. Washington State is a master of it. Always putting on the news. The next hurricane is coming. We don't get hurricanes here. The next tornado. Did you know a tornado happened in Indiana? You know, technically that can happen here in Washington State. They've just recently started talking about more tremors happening around Mount Rainier. I've been hearing that my entire life. Not a fool. Mount Rainier could explode again. And I'm not talking about Mount St. Helens. That was 1980, but Mount Rainier. There's always a little bit of seismic activity going on. And just in the past couple weeks, you know, it's to get everybody engaged and frightened. How many clicks on that post did I get? And guess what? Because of this, you watch in the next week or two, there's going to be a new tax that's going to be attached to everybody for earthquake preparedness. We're going to need the resources to help everybody when that massive Mount Rainier explosion finally occurs. The oxygen tax is coming in this state. And one of the things that just drives me crazy right now, specifically in Washington State, is that the federal government is not paying attention to us. One of my upcoming episodes, I'm going to dive back into Washington State. We're going to start breaking down some more of the bills that have been going on. Catch our previous episodes because they are in full effect. We just had another new gas tax. 46 cents a gallon wasn't enough. They just had a tax on another 6 cents for our carbon footprint, which just does nothing. I say all these things not only about Washington State, and again, I'm going to talk about that a little bit more. It's disgusting and lost and heartbreaking. There's nothing I can do unless many people as a whole come together and try to reach out. Everybody's afraid to reach out to our neighbors, to our friends. Some of them we've lost because it just causes too much tension and most people don't like confrontation. They just want to get along. The enslavement to convenience. I don't see a path out of this. And for two reasons. The numbers are just against everybody. The numbers are against us as a country. There have been countries and powerful people that want this land. They want to control people. What better place to do it would be America. We were the last wall. You know, defiance, saying, no, we're free. Nobody says what I'm going to be doing. Think about your country right now. You have to get a license for everything. You need to get a license to get a haircut. You need to get a driver's license. You need a general contractor's license. The licensing scheme itself is such bullshit. You need to get a permit to do anything on your own property that's yours. You bought it. You own it. You've worked hard for it, but you need to get a permit. What's the root word? What's permit come from? Permission. We've all been conditioned that the government is the authority. And in the industry that I'm in, I'm telling you, you see it all the time. Oh my gosh, did they get a permit for that? When did we get to this point where I need permission from my government to carry on my life? Everything in this nation right now has become a system of control and controlling your life. They're your authority now. What does that sound like? And we're going down this road. I don't see anything correcting course short of a civil war. And look at what they've done even with that idea. You really think that you got a chance up against our F-14s? The nerve of them to say that instead of going, hey, we hear you. We work for you. We need to make a change. They will never say that. They'll say it when they're in the position of trying to get a vote. Brian has said it perfectly years ago. He said this to me, that no politician can see past their next election. They don't care. None of them do. And this is why that sandbag of defeat in the pit of my gut is what sits with me every day. And it's frightening. It's frightening when you're a family man and you have to take care of people in this environment. How do you teach your children to navigate through this? Because this is not the world that I grew up in. I'm having to learn this along with them. And my goodness, that crushing weight on your shoulders every day. If there's a new tax, there's a new license that you need, there's a new permission slip that you need just to carry on in your daily life. You're sitting there expressing. You can see and watch the videos all day long. You're sitting there standing outside with a video camera. Cop will stop you and ask for ID. You don't need to show it to them, but that position, that uniform, the gun, the badge, it frightens people into submission. And shame on those cops that do that. We have a new breed of police. People will say we have a new breed of people that aspire to be police. It isn't to do good, it's to have power. It's frightening stuff, the human condition. And if you think for a moment there aren't think tanks that just sit there and wrestle around that all day, how do we manipulate people? That's all they do, to get you to comply. This is only going to get worse as the years go by. And I've lost a little bit of faith now in Trump, because he was supposed to be changing all this. And I get it. He can only do so much. He isn't a master. He's not an all-powerful entity. The presidency, the executive office, the three branches of government, they're all supposed to have equal power, which we don't see happening right now with our judges. Judges going out and writing laws, when the hell did that shit start? Did anybody forget to read the Constitution? But they do this, and they know they can tie it up in the court systems, because then courts will file lawsuits against it. And then that takes time. And in the meantime, you have injunctions and you have a blockage. It's crazy what we're watching, all by activist judges. Our system is falling apart. It's falling apart through corruption, manipulation, jealousy, and fear. And that's how they've done it. And I know this sounds like a kind of a downer episode, but it's something everybody needs to start paying attention to. And I highly recommend, again, please look up Whitney Webb, and I'll have her in the show notes today. That episode, I watched it 3 times. I've got it on loop in my ears when I'm working. She is a fascinating individual. And that encyclopedia of knowledge she has, historical knowledge, will just blow you away. So look her up. I'm going to have her podcast listed in the show notes, and I'm also going to have her book titles. She blew me away. She's opening the door, and Glenn Beck asked her if she is afraid, and she's what a courageous human being. She's saying, no, this is the world we live in. We need to expose this stuff. And everything that she talks about dismantles that, you know, how quickly you can scarlet letter people with, you're a conspiracy theorist. She's got dates and connections that you just can't dismantle. I started looking up some of the stuff she was talking about. But listening to that episode is what really dove me back in. I wanted to dive into this and really kind of mention about, she just labels about, you know, hey, Trump's got blood on his hands as well, until people get held accountable. Thank you, everybody, again, for listening to The Ground Level. Please follow us at rumble.com on the ground level. Catch us at Spotify and Apple, basically everywhere you get your podcasts. Always fun. Brian's going to be having an episode upcoming soon, and I'm going to have another one next week. Thanks again, everybody.